the broadcast on the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Coming to you from an hour commemoration service. Our pastor commemoration service in Darby, Pennsylvania. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the bishop and general overseer. Send back to the regular bishop now to post office box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America. Or visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Again, that address is post office box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America. Visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. The broadcast Church of Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. The Apostle Anthony Patterson is the bishop and general overseer. We invite you to write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America. Visit the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. I'm going to ask you to join us in prayer as we're led in prayer by Elder George Washington.
Dear precious Heavenly Father, we again come before you in the sweet faith and name of Jesus Christ. Father, thanking you for all things. We thank you, Father, for your saving power, for your keeping power, for your blessing power, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for healing our bodies from time to time. We thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, because you have washed us with your word to purify us, to make us holy. Hallelujah. To become saints of the Most High God. We thank you today, Father. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. That's going out over the airways. Knowing, Father, that your word will not return void, but it'll accomplish that which you please, and it'll prosper where you send it. We thank you today. We thank you today for the apostle in the land, Anthony Patterson. We thank you for the elders, the ministers, the deacons, the whole house full of faith. Thank you for that today, Father. Hallelujah. And Father, we're looking to you for your many blessings, praise God, that you have already put upon us, praise the Lord. We thank you today for that. We thank you for each and every one that's gathered out here in your blessed holy name. Praise God. We just thank you for all things. You've been good to each and every one of us. You've spared our lives. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. And we thank you. We thank you for giving us a safe trip over the dangerous highways and byways. How you watch over us and keep us from all hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. Truly, safety is of the Lord, and we thank you today. And we glorify you. We edify your great and holy name, praise God. We thank you, Father, that we know the day that we are the children of the resurrection, praise God. We thank you. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, Father, that we, knowing that we have the sin preached out of our bones, praise God. Hallelujah to God. If we should lay down and go to sleep, that we know that we will rise again because we have no sin in our bones, praise God. We thank you today for that. We thank you today, hallelujah to God, that we can call and say that we are the Christ of God, praise God. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father. You've been so good. You've been so good. You're blessed, praise God. Hallelujah, and I truly thank you today. I praise you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
And keeping me alive. The anticipation of what God is about to do make me want to move on. When you see his marvelous works, it makes you want to see more. And you're telling, if you keep me in the land, I'll praise you. I'll worship you. I'll give you the glory. Men might not do it, but I'll do it. The Holy Ghost is keeping us alive. The blessedness is keeping us alive. The joy of God is keeping us alive.
Amen.
It's good to be here. Because I know why I'm here. And I know what's been keeping me. Can't keep myself. It's been the Lord. Nobody but the Lord.
Amen.
Some of us can say, I could have been dead long ago.
Amen.
But somehow, we made it.
Amen.
We made it.
Amen.
To this present hour, we have made it.
Amen.
And oh, what joy it is to be in the company of saints.
Amen.
It's a joy to be with you. And I want, because the young brother asked, he said, I can help you by reading from the Bible. He said, I know you're going to go to the Bible. He said, I know you're going to go to the Bible. So I can help you if you want me to read something for you. And he had my Bible like this. I'm ready to go to church. He want to know, what can he read from the word of the Lord? So I told him what I wanted him to read, what came to my mind. He read it. And he said, that's what you talked about last night. And able to tell me, when all of this is gone, we're going to be with the Lord in the air. He said, while the heavens, he said, is on fire, all is under our feet. He said, we're going to be with the Lord in the air. God, I want to help you, he said. I don't mind anybody helping. Well, come on, you got your two scriptures to read? You always read the prophet first, and then you get your other witness after that. Bishop Shelton started like this. They used to put him in a chair. And he used to quote scriptures standing in a chair.
My name is Kellen Edward Bell, and I am 8 years old. I am reading from Isaiah 34, verse 4 and 5. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all their hosts shall fall down as a leaf falleth from the vine. it as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment. Now I am reading Revelation 6 chapter, verses 15 and 16. All the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief companions and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? 13. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth under her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
There you go. That was what Isaiah saw, isn't it?
Yes.
So what did Isaiah see?
He saw that the second time the earth will be destroyed, instead of being flooded by water, it will be engulfed in flames. But instead of the earth being just the earth being destroyed, the heaven and earth were also going to be destroyed, and the people that are supposed to go to heaven will be in the middle of heaven and earth.
Amen. I can sit down now.
Amen.
I can preach it now. You ready? 7 years old. 8 years old. Going on 52. Who told him about Noah? How do you know to bring that in? That was the first time the Lord destroyed things. He said, this time. He then grabbed Paul's words out of Hebrew. I'm not just going to shake the earth. I'm going to destroy the heaven as well. And them that are to be saved will meet the Lord in the air. This is why the meeting place was placed there. Are you planning on the trip? And then to do that, then the gospel must be preached to you. And I can help you put something over your breastplate, not quite the whole armor, but I can give you something to put across your breastplate, which is faith and love. And I can truly put something on your head, which is the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
You can carry that. While my feet can carry the gospel of peace, and I can carry the sword to fix some things and some issues. And my lawn is now covered. I have the better part of you guarded.
Amen.
Helmet of salvation. And the breastplate of love and faith. So when someone comes in your company and see the Lord's doings among you, you will then give them your faith and your love. That's so happy to see that they are now among the people of God. It is a joy when you hear people testify of the Lord's goodness. Because there is coming this day that the young brother read about. Isaiah saw it thousands and thousands of years. And now here comes John looking years into the future and saying what he saw about the stars falling like a wind came by and blew figs off a tree. They're going to fall to the ground. And you're going to step right over it on your way out of here. And it's not going to have any whatsoever dominion over you. But to have this trip afforded to you, you're going to have done some things prior.
Amen.
To the coming of the Lord. And as the young man was able to tell you of his own accord and of his own heart about what happened in the day of Noah, or the Greek word Noe. There's some people that believe names don't change. But my name is different in Spanish than it is in English, but it's still the same name. It's just said differently. Because Elijah was the Hebrew name for Elias. That's the Greek name for the same name. It's just said different in a different language. But that's a fool that thinks everybody speaks the same language and your name is the same in every language. That's a fool. But they use what is common today is because we have CNN, that they can tell you a man's name in his native tongue, in your tongue. But that's new. It wasn't always like that. So everything is coming to a one world language. Remember when God had it that way and everybody spoke the same thing until the Tower of Babel came. But that language difference did not mean that their names were different. It was just in another tongue. But however, when you read the scriptures and in his heart he's knowing what happened at Noah, there was a warning before the Lord came. There was a preparation for the tabernacle of safety. There was something built by hand to preserve the church. But now it's something not made with hand. A building made that in the heaven. And that thing that is in the heaven is waiting to join itself to the thing that is in the earth. And host just means a large number of something. There's a host of an army. But the Lord said, I'm the Lord of hosts. But that was in the old book. He is now, we are the hosts. He ain't worried about nothing but one thing now. Because everything else, other hosts, are going to be dissolved. It's going to be one host that remains. And that is us. We will then be around the throne to praise and worship God throughout eternity for what he did while we were on this coast. There's no one that can get there unless they come by this way. You must be born of a woman to have a soul that God can save and then put around the throne for eternity. So you must be thankful for being born in this sin, being shapen by this iniquity, how the mother conceived us. But we're thanking God for the water baptism that cleaned that up and prepared us to go into the preparation house, the tabernacle house, that was made for all men who want to be saved when destruction comes. When the young man is able to tell you that Noah prepared something to save the people, God is not just going to shake that. So if you got loved ones in heaven, tell them to come out. Because there's some preachers that don't put their loved ones already up there. Say, I preach them in heaven now. It's his, my dad said, it's his thing to stay up there. It's his job to stay up there. The preacher preached the funeral and put them up there. My dad said, man, it's his job to stay up there. I advise somebody to give a message to him. Come out. Because it's going to be dissolved. The young man said, I saw the heaven rolling up like a scroll. Daniel saw the same thing. All the prophets saw the same thing. So the sight that the young man can now see these things, he says, sometimes I worry about heaven. Don't worry about it. Heaven just means above your head. Everything above your head. When you get in an airplane to fly, you're in the heavens. But there's going to be a meeting that you're going to not need the airplane to put you there. You're going to go on your own accord because the Lord is going to have you drop this present recycled flesh, this recycled dust, and he's going to take that recycled breath and he again is going to breathe into your nostrils and make you a soul that is going to live throughout eternity with him. That's the round trip. I came from God. I'm going back to God. And I cannot get back if I not obey what was written, what the Spirit laid down for the church. So when I protect you, I have to protect your faith that you never forget that I must believe God beyond my present condition. Because if my present condition consumes me, I can't see beyond it. My faith gets me beyond the present condition. Because if I see myself in sin and don't know how I'm going to get out,
then I have no faith in God that he's able to deliver me. If I think that he will not send help from heaven if I'm cold and don't have, I must believe that he's going to send me help because he said he was God. And I am the sheep of the pasture. So then he must deliver. And when you walk along with God in Home Depot looking for something to help you, you're walking with God, hand in hand with God. You know in your pocketbook is not enough to pay for what it is. But you believe God didn't send you there, then don't put you there, and he wasn't there also. So when you get to the register and you're running across the little beam and you wonder, they say it's such and such, the Lord goes in and say, here. That's how he purchased our salvation. When they ran up and asked, how much is it going to be for the ransom of this soul? He said, I'll shed my precious blood and I'll give my life in ransom for that soul. So when you think that God will not do it, your faith must kick in and your love of God must be present that the Lord will manifest himself and provide your every need. Believest thou this? So with that, put on then the helmet of salvation. Just put in your mind, I'm saved. So no matter what beat against my mind and try to change it, God has already protected it and set it on the kingdom. I believe with all that is within me, I'm going to be saved. Some will say, if I got on the helmet of salvation, I'm already. Some will go far and say, I'm already. Because if I have it on, I'm protected. The only thing that's going to harm me, if I take it off, and if I come out of the battle, and I want something different. But the young man's heart went back to a day when God destroyed the earth. Now it's coming. And he read it within the word of God that the God of heaven is going to shake the heavens and the earth. Are we prepared for his shaking? You must believe it before you leave here. Because beyond that door, is doubt, danger, and whatever can befall you to get you off the track. But long as you are sitting among the host of God, you can hear someone talking to him and conferring with him on your right. Somebody on your left conferring with him. And it gives you strength to say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. The man that asked God to heal him and the Lord asked, do you believe? That man wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost like you. He said, help unbelief. The Holy Ghost is not for folks with unbelief. The Holy Ghost is for believers only. So that can't be your speech, help thou.
Amen.
You have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You believe God.
Amen.
You have the sign that you believe.
That's right.
So I ain't got no unbelief to help. I'm going to help your slowfulness. But I ain't going to help no unbelief. Because I'm going to help you move along a little faster. Because you want to wallow here a little while. And I want you to go on and see the glory of God.
Amen.
In the young man's mind, he said, I know you're going to talk from the scriptures. Where can I read to help you? How did he help me?
Amen.
Do you know the heart to look at me getting dressed. He said, now, you the bishop, you need to get to church now. He said, but I'm hungry, but you go on to church. He didn't like my breakfast. You know, I don't like this life, but I got to live it. Some things you're not going to like.
Amen.
But what you got to do anyway, you got to live on anyway. So everything happens so that you can learn from your experiences. But when you get finished, and as you're going through, make sure that God has started with you, He's in the middle with you, and He's at the end of your faith. If you're asking the Lord to do something, you must believe that He can. And you must believe that He will reward saints. Why would He reward a saint? He rewards you for your faith. And this is why the Word of God put that on you, so you can cover something, protect your faith. Don't ever let your faith waver. The Lord prayed for that, that it would not fail you. And His faith, His prayer is not going to fail. The sister tell you about her mother. She said, I put that, she didn't tell you how her mama said it. She said, I put that prayer cloth of yours in my bra. And I take it off. I take my bra off, she said. I put it on my shoulder when I sleep. And she would tell all the places she put it. But she told her physicians before she went in. She said, you're not going to find nothing. Her faith went ahead of her. Why? She said, you told me. And she said, I believe you. So the prayer cloth, when they went in, nothing. Now, that's her faith. Her faith is protected. What about your faith to the saving of your soul? Do you honestly believe that the Lord is going to count you worthy? What would it be to live this life and it's miserable and not have the resurrection to life? To be here and have a life that is nothing and have this hope and all this stuff written in this book about what's going to happen when we get with a God we can't see. If there is no resurrection to life, oh, what miserable souls are we. Not just us that are alive, but them that are already dead and have no hope of nothing. But I'm so thankful that a God I know came in a body and they named it Jesus, went down to hell and fixed my path. He lit it up. And got up and stood on the earth one more time. And would not let the portal close. He left it open and preserved for anybody that wanted to come through. Just knock on the door. Said, I want to eat with you. He said, I'll have you come in. But when you understand that His way has been preserved and you are in it, you are standing in the way of godliness. So that's when the angel can come and touch you and tell you it's going to be worth it. When you see Jesus, you'll be able to testify to anybody His crumb was enough for me, because the way to Him was preserved and it wouldn't close. He left it open. He said, I'm the firstborn from the dead. Not saying don't come, but said, come on and follow after me. Now, aren't you following it? Don't you have your cross to bear? Aren't you bearing it? I'm getting ready to lay it down. Did not He have on this sinful flesh? Did not He then take it off? and said, I have the power in me to lay it down and to pick it up again. This is when you read in the Word and you see that God looked for a sacrifice. He looked in the heavens. He looked under it. He looked in the earth for that sacrifice and could not find it. So he said, then I prepared myself a body. He then got in it, stood up on earth, and then began to declare the Word that was in the beginning. He started telling everybody that came up to him what you must do to be saved. But everybody wanted the healing of their bodies. We want the saving of the soul. But that is why he died. So when he died, there was no resurrection from the life of God until he shook the box. We had never heard of anybody coming back from death, standing on earth no more. But there was a way that he was trying to preserve for saints, that anybody that wanted to live again and had a question about how their bones was going to be wrapped in something better, and the misery of his life will be over, where sorrow was going to cease. Somebody wanted the beauty of the Word of God, because we know the misery that is in flesh and blood. But I want to be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Therefore, when the earth is being dissolved, when the heavens are going away like a scroll, I got something on reserve. So he, on the third day, got up, and he did this for you. So when you look back and wonder, how did I make it? You see, it's been the hand of the Lord from birth till you are in the heavens, that he's been there. Every trial that comes in your life, it comes so you will look at him. He'll cause an issue for you to look at him. He'll cause a problem for you to look to him. Say, I know he's able. I know the God of all eternity is able to deliver me. So when he died and went to the ground, on the third day he shook that thing, and the saints that were already in the ground, the power of the resurrection was in their bodies, and their bones got up and they began to obey God. Say, where are you going? I'm going to Jerusalem, because I heard something was going to break out at Jerusalem. But it wasn't time yet. But the firstborn from the dead was up and stayed up and began to walk with them and appear to them and make them know who he was by breaking the bread. Then their eyes were open and they said, this is Christ. This is God. This is the Christ of God that is now in our mortal bodies. And we now can save God by our own body, that he came and let us speak and hear it. That the way is open now, and not going to close it. I'm going to preserve it. I'm going to keep a light in it. I'm going to make it a portal that anyone that get in it, they can see the way. As Jacob laid down and saw the way open, it was a ladder that appeared to him, that it went from touching the earth up into the heavens. That was Christ Jesus. And now it's open for us. And you in the way. Oh, you in it. You might not like it, but you in it. It might not taste good, but you in it. And I'm not going to let you out until you see God face to face. Oh, your host of the Most High, You have the inheritance that all saints have. They're getting up out of the ground. How are you going to shake it? We're going to set an angel on our grave as a watch queen. Hallelujah to God. We can lay down for 1,000,000 years. But when the Lord says it's time, that promise that we made today is going to be in eternity. So everything that he's assured you about the saving of your soul, look for it to be just like he said it. So when he gets ready to shake the heavens and the earth, don't you worry. You're going to find safety. Then it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth all the trials here to get over there. It's going to be worth believing something you can't see but shall appear. Because you don't know what you're going to be like, but you know this. You know that. And this is why the scripture says, now ye are the sons of God. And the creature, the young man was telling us on Thursday, that creature is just moaning and saying we're waiting on the manifestation of God's Son. And here we are. Believest thou this? Before you leave him, you must believe. Believe thou this? If the Lord comes now and destroys the seat where you sit, I believe him. I believe he'll move you and put you in safety. The thing, when you hear Sister Jessica, it sounds like it's a weird thing to you. But she's like, hope, hope. That's to get your attention. That's Isaiah 55. That's all she's doing is getting your attention. Get Isaiah 55 for me. He says, hope. I'm trying to get ready to tell you something. I'm getting ready to try to warn you that the God of heaven is about to do something. Do you believe that the portal is open? Do you believe that the kingdom of God has come? So if you're thirsty, come on, get something that money can't buy. Come on, grab a hold of something and put it on your heart. That will never be dissolved. So when you hear her, the way it sounds is like, it gets your attention.
Ho.
Ho.
Everyone that thirsteth.
If you're thirsty,
come ye to the water.
Come on, drink from God's well.
He that hath no money.
If you don't have any money, come on.
Come ye, buy.
Come on,
eat.
Buy. Eat.
Yea, come.
Just come.
Buy wine and milk without money.
Hallelujah to God.
And without price.
Come on, buy Christ. This preservation way. It is a wonderful thing when it opens up in your mind. And you can see he wouldn't let the portal close. He would not let it close until he got you. When you say him, the backslider. He didn't let. He didn't shut it. When he took off the sinful flesh and put on that glorified thing, they saw that body get off the land and go on up. And they looked back and said, in like manner, he's going to return floating on the air. The young man said, am I going to float? You're going to float just like God. He's going to give you a body that can make you move how you want to move. You can stand on the land if you want, or you can stand in the midair if you want. You can eat if you want. Don't eat if you want. You can appear if you want and disappear if you want. Whatever, he said, is in my mind. He said, will I? Hallelujah to God. He said, if it's in my mind, can I do it? I said, it was in God's mind when there was nothing. And he said, let there be light. I said, it was God's imagination that he can make light come to pass. So he spoke it into being. This way, if you get your attention, Christ came along to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. You got to be born again. So in his mind, he said, can I think it? And it'll come to pass. God Almighty walked in a room, not coming through the door. The door being shut, he appeared in the room. And like matter, so shall he. Believest thou this? Hallelujah. I come from the presence of God to give you these glad tidings that it is well with your soul. We can't preserve this. We can't preserve it from aging and getting old. But over there, there's no getting old. Over there, there's no sorrow. So I'm going to put my mind on where I'm going. Because that's going to give me the joy. That's going to give me the peace. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to be thankful to God that I can hear the man of God talking to me from the grave and say, won't you hold my hand? Hallelujah to God. And the woman grabbed his hand right there while his spirit, hallelujah to God, was riding along in her car. He was talking to her. Put my speech in. I'll talk to you too. Put my speech in. And when she did, he said, won't you hold my hand? So she come to tell you, I know him. I know him. I know him. How do I know him? I know him by the preaching of the gospel. I know him. Because she knows the resurrected one. The one that came down and got in a body that they called Samuel. But he went to the ground. But he's going to come up again. And she said, I know you. Hallelujah. Sister Washington, come in your company. She said, I don't know them, but I sure know this one. I know him by his works. I know him by his works. I know him by the preaching of the gospel. This way of preaching is foolishness to some, but it's the way the Lord has preserved so he can get some more mortals to have a spiritual mind. To say, I want to be like the Lord. A child will say, I want to meet the Lord in the air. I want to meet him. So what do you think that child going to do? He's going to walk in the path of righteousness for the name's sake of God. He's going to search the scriptures. And he's going to find that that same God that was the Israel God was the one that got in a body and looked back to them and told him, you're denying me. But Moses spoke of me. Moses told you about me. You might have known Moses, but you should have known me. He's going to search the scriptures, and he's going to find the reconciliation in the record that is that same lamb that's sitting on the throne that said, I'm the one that died. There is but one throne. And that lamb said, I am he that liveth. I was dead. Is that not your testimony? I was dead. Hallelujah. We were dead. Hallelujah to God. But I felt a pull on my soul to pull me out of a watery grave. And I heard these words. Walk in the... Not in the old of the leather. In the... So you've gone now from life. So when you stand as an army for God, and the bones might be dry. But don't worry. God's going to break it up again. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Believest thou this? Hallelujah to God. Can I help you? Sure you can. Hallelujah to God. You can help me too. If you minister to the Lord God Almighty by doing for one another, that's how God is seen. When you go from him to him, you see a need and you do it. That's the Lord being ministered to. So he won't come to you and say, I was hungry and you didn't feed. I was naked and you didn't clothe. But you'll say, I minister to you, Lord. Do it as So if you're in Home Depot, you with me now. Ain't enough in that pocketbook to take care of what's in that basket. But it's all right. I believe I walked in here with God. And I'm going to walk out with that same God I walked in with. And I'm going to come in his congregation and I'm going to praise him for me. I'm going to get in his company and I'm going to tell of his glory. I need Malachi because there's a memory of faith now. The book is being written as we're walking along all of these testimonies of Jesus Christ. When I didn't have, God supplied it for me. How? He walked in my company. He's my jewel. And he's not going to leave you comfortless. A book of remembrance has been written for you to remember all the things that he's done for you. He makes your mind go over the record and think of the things that God has done to make the spirit say, thank you, Lord. We must let them search the record so they'll see why our lives was the way that it was, why we believed the way that we believed. Because I had a chance when I was in college to go contrary. But the man of God made me read and made me study God's word because there were many things on that campus that was nothing like what I believed. But theirs wasn't written in the book. Mine, how I believe, was written in the book. So they'll talk about something. I say, where is that written? It wasn't there. But they say, where is what you believe? I'll open the book and say, there it is. And I can get another witness for that witness. I turned the page and I said, there is another witness. And when Kevin was looking, I said, you got to have two witnesses. If you see the fig that's falling, like a heavy wind has hit it, you've got to find a witness for it. He said, well, where's my witness? Just turn over to John. Put your finger there, but turn to John. John saw the same thing. So you're not seeing something that is different. So it makes you make a note to yourself. I'll never forget when I was on, what's that, Gerard Avenue? And Lindsay began to write a note. Hallelujah to God. What the Lord was about to do. She wrote the thing down and she covered it. Passed it on to somebody else waiting on it to come to pass. And when it came to pass, she said, now open that up now. It ain't just, I saw after it done happened. Say, I really saw that.
That's right.
No.
Uh-huh.
Passed it on to somebody else.
That's right.
So that's what Paul preached in Corinthians. One will shut up and say, here it is.
Yes,
and you open it and there it is.
Amen.
A book of remembrance. Because the saints are talking one to the other.
They that feared the Lord.
Them that feared the Lord.
Spake often.
They spake often.
One to another.
Talking one to another. How awful is this life? I want something better. That longing is the longing to be with God.
Amen.
It will never, ever be here.
Amen.
But it will be.
Hallelujah.
This world doesn't have peace. What color horse took it from the earth?
Red.
The red horse did. He took peace. But when he came to his people, he said, peace be to you. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you.
Amen.
As my Father has sent me.
Yes.
So send I now. So the church has peace.
Yes, sir.
so the world would never have it. They've been praying for it for ages. Old church, let's pray for the world to have peace. You're going to pray against God. Peace has been taken from the earth. But to have it, he said when they cry, peace and safety, thinking everything is all right, he said then sudden destruction will come upon them. But the church is going to be able to be lifted. And I want you to believe before you walk out that door that you are going to see the Lord in peace.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often.
They spake often, one to the other. We testifying all the time.
And the Lord hearkened.
Yes.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another.
One to another.
And the Lord hearkened and heard it.
The Lord heard them, yes.
And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord.
All of your testimonies.
And that thought upon his name.
Thought on the power of the name of God. Yes.
And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
Isn't this beautiful? See, there's the Lord of hosts again. He's going to close this book out with the Lord of hosts. Because it's not going to appear anymore.
Amen.
He ain't going to have hosts of armies. He's going to have one.
That's right.
And that's everything that John saw. He said, now who are all of these? Thousands and thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. 10,000 thousands. Can't number them. Said the Lord's host.
Yes,
and when he said, how are you? He said, amen.
Amen.
How can I do this? Whatever you say, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And they shall be mine.
They shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts.
In that day,
in that day,
I make up my jewels.
When I get my crown ready.
And I will spare them.
He's going to save you.
And I will spare them.
No matter what happens to the land, he's going to spare you. Yes.
As a man spareth his own son that serveth him.
Hallelujah to God. We're his children. He's not going to bring danger to us. He's going to preserve us. Yes.
Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked.
Hallelujah to God. You're going to come back with him.
Between him that served God.
You're going to be able to discern between them that served him.
And him that serveth him not.
You're going to be able to tell.
Amen.
When you come back as a juror.
Yes, sir.
Going to be like the Lord.
Amen.
Is it going to be worth it?
It's going to be worth it.
Do y'all remember in the word. When a man spoke from hell. And warned the living. You see how the Lord opened up hell. That grave. And made that man speak and say, don't sin. Don't sin on my family here. Also, he saw a man in the bosom. Saw somebody say, did he see you?
Yes,
did he see?
Yes, yes.
So when the trial of life comes, don't worry.
Thank God.
They come to make you strong.
Amen.
That's what they come for.
Amen.
If you want to be strong, you're going to have it.
Yes, right.
Are you stronger than you were yesterday?
Amen.
The trial made you strong.
Amen.
The moment right now is I believe the Lord kept me in my falling. He said, now unto him that is able to keep me. For though I fell in the flesh, my soul is glorifying God. This thing is death, but my soul is glorifying God Almighty. That he preserved my life and gave me one more day to worship and praise his great name. And I'm here to do that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Gathering is just to thank God for what he's done from this moment back.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave, you ought to go forward. In anticipation of what he's going to do. So as they say, I dare you to go ask God for something that you want tomorrow. Ask him for.
Amen.
Now, what
you,
I said, ask.
Yes, yes, right.
Make him prove himself.
Yes, yes.
And I guarantee he will.
Yes.
Yes.
I know he will.
Yes,
yes he will.
There's nothing he cannot do.
Amen.
But one thing.
Amen.
He won't lie.
Amen.
So he bring you into his company. He said, I want to do something. And he asked, how can I get it done? You on the left and you on the right are not going to do anything contrary to God. But a lying spirit come in our company and say, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, well, how will you do it? Mm-hmm. There'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets, and I'll make them lie. And that's what you want to get done. And the Lord said, go and prosper. Mm-hmm. But which one of the heavenly hosts did such a thing?
None.
Even when they conferred one with the other, they were conferring on. None of us can lie. None of us can deceive. So they waited, but they talked. That's what your prayers are about. Your prayers are conferring with God. You see, the will of God is, I want this, Lord, and I'm waiting on this. So you can confer with it. You promised that you would do this. You start talking to him about what he said he would do. Then you're conferring, the host is now talking to the one on the throne. You say, now, you said you were going to bless me. Now, how am I going to get it done? You start conferring one with the other. Say, did he bless you? Say, he sure did. Why? He said, I waited on the Lord. I waited too. Well, you keep waiting on the Lord. The Lord's going to bless you. You keep on believing the Lord's going to heal you. That's the conferring one with the other. Talking about the host. The host is talking one to another. And these memories are written. So when he wanted Ahab at Ramon Gilead to fall, give me 1 Kings. So the young man, he said, this should be talking about this. Read it. The Bible is in my mind and heart.
Amen.
But that's just my witness. That after the whole act was done, the writer went back and told you how that got accomplished. The host of heaven was gathered. Those are saints, that's you. See, in God there is no such thing as time. So when they stood there, he said, I want you to die at Ramon Gilead. How can I get it done?
And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab?
Who shall persuade Ahab?
That he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead.
By the way, he's already fallen.
1 Kings.
He's already dead.
22:20.
He thought that the Lord wouldn't know he was, so he took off his king outfit and put on something else. And someone else had on the king's outfit and thought the Lord couldn't tell the difference. That's how we do sometimes. We hide from the Lord. We like darkness sometimes. We don't want the light on all the time.